It's the Brett Chappell Show with Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Pisgah Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah going to 5-0 last night, getting their first conference win against Smoky Mountain. You know, that team's always going to come over here and want to give us everything that that they've got. But we got it done, coach, last night. A TV game, great crowd. You got to feel pretty good about where you stand this morning, I'm
sure. Yeah, just another great crowd like what you mentioned. So nice to be at home. We just forget, you know, you forget about those things, forget about those, how nice those things are, you know, for the kids. Just all, you know, all three home games we have had have just been really great for our kids. I mean, from the, you know, bridge walk to come across into the tailgaters to into the stadium, just a great crowd, a loud crowd last night. Student section was good. Obviously, TV game, which, you know, adds to it. And you want to be able to give, you know, your kids as many experiences as they can because, you know, the majority of them are not going to play after high school. Yeah. And that's probably as close to a college-type atmosphere as far as the TV and the timeout, TV timeouts and all the cameras and stuff. So, you know, that was a great experience for them. And, you know, being able to get a win with it makes it that much better.
So, you know, start off you know, the game. You know, I think we talk about this quite a bit. One of the things I think we've done successfully, and we were just talking, you know, previously before getting on the air, about, you know, maybe leaving some points on the board last night. But, you know, we're getting off to the starts that you want to get off to, and you're putting boards on, points on the board pretty early, and, you know, you're forcing the other team typically to have to perhaps later on in the game do some things that maybe they don't want to do as much. I don't know that that was necessarily the case last night in terms of the pass game versus the run game. Smokey really, really wanted to run the football and continue to do that. But, again, you're putting points on the board early and setting yourself up to be in pretty good shape in terms of field position throughout the first half, too. Go ahead.
You know, I think so. I mean, I think you start with special teams. Had a really good kickoff return from Braden to start with. Came right back to a big play for him. Oh, what a great catch. It, you know, ball kind of bounced around and hit him in his feet as he was going down and made the catch. You know, so we moved the ball. Didn't get any points off of that one. You know, defense came on, and we just felt like we were going to get a different look from them, offense and defense. But especially on the offensive side, just felt like we were probably going to get something similar to what they gave us. So we had prepared somewhat for that just in case. And, you know, those are some of the things that I looked at, and had I been there, at that school, I probably would have done too. You got to get it in your playmakers' hands, and you know their two best playmakers are 5 and 15, and they've had a hard time getting it in five's hands out wide at wide receiver. So putting him back in the backfield, and you know, obviously the McNeely kid that's been there for a couple of years, it's, you know, a good running back as well. Putting, kind of rotating and putting him back in there in that backfield and giving them a chance to go, and you know, I would have probably done the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know. Kind of goes against their forte a little bit, but you know, I thought it was a good move. Defensively, they gave us a few wrinkles too with the front and kind of loaded the box up on us. We found a few things here and there, but you know, I knew they were going to play hard. We were in the same boat as kind of what they are this year as far as maybe some struggles that they've had early. And
you're talking about last year?
Yeah, last year for us, and the game was 43-40.
Yeah.
You know, so close game. So, you know, it's getting a lot like your Tuscola game, and maybe not so much the rivalry part of it, but the closeness of the game. I mean, it's just a lot of familiarity and just close ball games. You know it's going to be. So you really can't look at records and say, well, this should be this or this should be that. And, you know, at the end of the day, half the teams in North Carolina won last night and half of them lost. And thankfully for us, we were on the half that won.
Go back last night. I want to, you know, touch on this a little bit. going into things relatively healthy, finally getting everybody back. And, you know, thinking about Jake, for example, you know, not going to run him as much offensively, try to get him healthy, I assume is what we're doing. But he's out there defensively, you know, getting the other guys back in there. And I think we came away pretty healthy, too. That's a big deal going into the bye week, it seems to me.
Absolutely. Carter Browning coming back last night really helped us in the middle, shored up some things there. And, you know, he's been out since the Brevard game. You know, having him back was big. You mentioned going into the open week. We'll continue to let these guys heal up the best that we can as we get ready to make that push. I mean, you got, you know, five games left. You know, all conference, obviously, each one of them is just as important as the next one. You know, you kind of take it step by step. Obviously, we'll have Franklin, you know, here in a couple of weeks back home. Got another home game. So, you know, excited to be back down here again for that one. You know, we've had some things that have fallen into place for us, but, you know, I'm just really proud of our kids. They just continue to do what we've asked them to do. And when you got a group that's doing those things and coming off the field in between series and, Coach, I think we can do this. Coach, can we look at this?
And you're talking about football.
Just talking about the football part of it and seeing things, and I'm not just talking about, you know, usually you get your quarterback that'll do that, or maybe your wide receivers that'll do that, but we've got linemen, you know, that are understanding things and seeing things that maybe we can look at doing to help them out. And that's important. You know, that just shows that your players are bought in. They're, you know, coming off the field, Coach, that was my fault. I missed that one. That's on me, you know, as they're coming off. So just really good to see. You know, we're not getting any finger pointing and, you know, fussing and arguing and all of those things. And it's just, it's been a really good group as far as how they've played together. And, you know, that has shown in the success that we've had.
Tell me about the week of practice and what you did try to look at and put in.
You know, going into conference, obviously you're going to hold some things. It's kind of like coming out of scrimmages. You know, I know when we're going into the scrimmages, you know, we're going to be very vanilla in both of those scrimmages. And it's funny, you get people all tore out of their frame because they don't think we're going to be able to do this or don't think we're going to be able to do that because they know more than the coach does. But at the end of the day, you know, there's reasons for things that we do, and you're going to be very vanilla. You get into your non-conference play, you know, you're going to try to make sure you get as much stuff as you can, but it's all in preparation for the conference. And then once you get into conference play, you're going to have some more wrinkles. You're going to have some things that you've saved, you know, getting into that conference play, because at the end of the day, that's when it's the most important. And, you know, we did some things last night that they hadn't seen. And vice versa, they did the same thing. I mean, that's good coaching. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You want to help your team as much as you can when it counts.
Yeah.
And last night it counted.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pulled off a few things that, you know, worked for us and helped us get a lead and stay out front.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Fire,
going back across and just looking at some of the numbers, you know, from last night. I had Aaron 7 for 9. Completion percentage almost 80%, and he went into the game last night, I think it's 68%, if I remember correctly, close to 70%, which is, I think, pretty remarkable and a high number for him. You know, got Braden going a little bit, got a lot of touches last night, 78 yards, 19 carries. And also, you were able to get Braden the football from the receiver position some, you know, as well. Sawyer was brilliant, you know, in terms of that. I go back to that catch, you know, down at the two to, you know, continue a drive late that we needed and ultimately were able to score with. Made a tremendous catch in double coverage. I don't know how he caught the football, hearing the footsteps that, you know, were coming from the safety that was coming across, or the corner, whoever that was coming across, you know, in that double coverage. So your skill guys are getting it done.
Yeah, just, you know, we were able to set up a few things for Braden. Braden creates some matchup problems because you got a really good skill guy that's in the backfield that can carry the ball, but he's really good coming out of the backfield. And, you know, we knew we needed to take advantage of it by the time we got to conference. And we had kind of held it. And we showed a little bit of it at Inca. You know, he had a couple of catches in Inca that was, you know, pretty good coming out of the backfield. But we felt like we were getting some of the same type coverage. We felt like we could probably come back to some of that stuff. The first play of the game was a nice little wrinkle that we had thrown in there and came back to another one, obviously, with a long touchdown. A lot of moving parts, and I don't know that the people really understand. That's not easy to pull off when you're – I mean, we were essentially a double handoff,
right,
pitch back, throw. I mean, that's a lot of moving parts. And then you got to have your protection up front because you got to have some time.
That's right.
To get everything pulled off. Then you got to have the misdirection, you know, and you got to be able to pull people's eyes. And, going back and looking at it on film last night, felt like we did pretty good with it. He was wide open, and I was worried about him dropping it.
Yeah, and you mentioned this.
Yeah.
You changed possessions, what, three times? It's a double reverse, then a flea flicker back to Aaron. You're changing whose hands the ball's in three times before it even gets downfield.
Yeah. So you had four people touch the ball during that one play. But, again, now you look good as a coach if you call that and it works. And you don't look good if it's fumbled,
sure,
or if it's, you just don't. So you're taking a gamble right there. But, you know, the thing that I have learned about this bunch this year is – you got to give them a chance. You got to be able to give them a chance to make a play, and they want that chance. You know, they want that opportunity. Coach, if you can draw it up, we can do it, you know, type stuff. And they've just been really good. I mean, it really has been just a fun bunch to coach, and all of us. You know, you hear that from all of our coaches. Just really enjoyed spending the time with them. It's flying by.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we're already halfway through the season, and, you know, I go all the way back to January and, you know, when we started and, you know, trying to put the other season kind of behind us and moving on. And you do that every year, but trying to move on to the next season and, you know, get your identity and those things. But it's flying by. You know, I told the seniors last night, you know, you got two more home games for sure, and just enjoy it as much as you can. We stayed on the field, you know, for a really long time last night. I think that was important. We didn't get the lights turned off on us.
Did 2 weeks ago.
As we did in the JV game on Thursday night, we got those cut off pretty quick. But anyways, it was nice to be able to spend that time with those kids last night.
Going back to the offense, and Rodney's really good at picking up and pointing out, you know, some things that I probably would miss. But what percentage would you say of the plays that you run on offense are designed to perhaps keep the other team honest and or set up something else?
I think you've got to be able to look a couple of plays ahead, sometimes even a series ahead. You try to set some things up, and it's not necessarily during that game. You know, for me, sometimes I like to show something the game before, something they're going to see on film that they're going to practice, and maybe go back away from it, you know, from as far as a misdirection or something like that. So you kind of got to be, you know, you kind of got to be, like I said, two series ahead sometimes. And then sometimes you get caught up in it, and it's just the right time. I mean, it's just it's yeah. the right place on the field, or and it's kind of just a gut feeling. You know, when we pulled the play with Braden and got him open, we had just got a good stop, fourth down.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, that first play is the time to do it. And it's a good staff that's on the other side. And I just felt like we didn't need to pull it on that first play. And because I'm sure if I'm over there and we just had that happen, I'm on our sideline and I'm talking to our defense coordinators with Bentley and just saying, listen, Bentley, this is the time. They're going to pull something right here. I'm sure they probably were thinking the same thing. I mean, they've coached long enough, they know, and just felt like I wanted to hold it one more play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it just worked out for us.
It's a chess match.
It is. And, you know, you're playing chess with some 16, 17.
Right. That's a great point.
Year old kids.
Yeah.
You know, who sometimes are going to make good plays and sometimes they're not. But, again, you can look awful bad in some of those situations, too. But you just trust your kids and you give them a chance to make a play. And I think that's the thing for me, not being afraid to let kids make a play, you know, when we're trying to have some success. And they've done a good job with that.
Are those things, these things you're talking about, are these things that you think about maybe on Saturday and then you come in on Sunday and have those conversations? Or are they born out of the things that you see and the conversations that you have in that first film meeting on Sunday?
I think both. You know, we will watch some film before we get to our coaches' meeting, so we kind of have an idea. Or you've seen film earlier in the year, you know, whether you're playing against a team that they've played as well, so you've seen some film early. But again, so much changes. I mean, it's just like last night and having a different front, you know, for them and getting in the eye for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you feel like gives your team the best chance to be successful at the end of the day. And everybody can have an opinion and everybody can argue and you can say, you know, this or that. But at the end of the day, especially as the head coach, you've got to be able to put your kids in a place that you feel like gives them a chance to win the ball game. And I think you saw some moves from Smokey last night that was what they felt like gave them a chance. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it all week. I would have done the same thing. Our coaching staff knew that. I mean, you'd have to. You got to get it in your playmakers' hands. And at the end of the day, that was what they, you know, attempted to do. And I would have done the same thing. And it's kind of like getting it in Braden's hands or Sawyer's hands or Caden Davis. You mentioned, you know, setting plays up. And, you know, sometimes you try to stretch the field. You know, sometimes that coverage is so tight and they're in the box and they're, you know, stop and run. Sometimes you got to try to loosen them up. Whether you make the completion or not, you've got to make sure that they know, well, we're not scared to go deep on you. You know, we're not scared to take that shot. You better be careful getting too close in there into the box or we're going to slip one out on you. And Again, that comes back to trusting your kids.
When you're thinking about as far as, you know, what they presented, you mentioned them, you know, going into that eye set last night. You're saying, you know, too, that they want to try to get the football into their, you know, the best players' hands and did some different things. One of the things I noted and felt like is that they seem to be very uncomfortable in the pass game. Everything that they wanted to really do was, you know, for last night out of that I formation. But, you know, they kept it on the ground even with them being, I thought, in a situation where they were in passing downs and or a passing time in the game to try to, you know, come back. They kind of stayed in that run.
They did. You know, one of the kids that didn't touch the ball that was another, you know, playmaker for them was the Jay Stillwell, who was a really good, really good slot receiver, a lot like Jake and Sawyer build, and you know, good little slot receiver. But they've just had a hard time getting the ball out there to them. You know, obviously they had the transfer that happened right before the season started. That's tough. I mean, you have that happen, and you've worked with that kid all summer long, and those kids, and you haven't maybe repped the other kids as much because you weren't worried about it. I mean, you didn't even think about it, and then all of a sudden that happens. You know, you have that, and it upsets the chemistry of everything, and you're just trying to find how can we rebound a little bit, and we, you know, what's our identity going to be. And, you know, I think they're trying to move in a direction of maybe running the ball more, so and not been able to pass it. But again, that's personnel. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that you're looking at personnel wise. You know, we had seen film on a couple of different quarterbacks, one that threw the ball a little bit more and one that ran the ball a little bit more. Played on Thursday night, and, you know, the quarterback that played for him on Thursday night, we've seen him on film in the varsity games. You know, he was an eight-quarter kid. So, again, trying everything they can to find that chemistry and be able to do the things that they like to do. But sometimes you just, you don't know. You know, we dealt with it last year. Yeah. You know, it's in one piece, you know, you're taken out of the puzzle, and then all of a sudden you've lost the picture.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's difficult, but we've been there. Yeah. I mean, you stay in this long enough, you're going to see just about everything. So you do your best to try to get through it and, you know, keep your team together. And it's nice to be on the other side of it right now with this bunch and, you know, just excited for what they're bringing to the table.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Coach, we talked about this the game last night on air. You know, when you look at the stats and comparison, you know, it was pretty dominant for us. You know, close to 300 yards in terms of our offense versus, you know, their 135 or so. You had a lot of kids on both sides. You know, had excellent nights again.
Absolutely. You know, right under 300 yards of offense. You know, had 177 yards passing. I got 107 rushing, 16 first downs, which is really good, really solid number. Only had the one punt. You know, I wouldn't have thought we'd have had some of the numbers till I got back and looked at the game last night and actually watched it and looked at the stat sheet. You know, sometimes it's not as bad as you think it is, or maybe not as good as you think it is.
Yeah.
But I thought that on that part of it, stats looked really good. Defense, you know, 144 yards is what I've got them giving up. 127 yards rushing, 17 yards passing.
Yeah, 17.
They had eight first downs, sorry, and we had one fumble recovery. You know, defense is just playing really good right now. Really solid in the run game, stopping the run. You know, we've yet to give up a 100-yard rusher, which we've played some pretty good teams that have come downhill on us. And I think that just speaks well for what they're doing in the box, our defense and the safeties. But it's also out on those corners being able to be on an island by themselves sometimes so we can load the box. Just a really good job on the defensive side last night. Special teams, you know, we had a 27-yard field goal. We missed one. We had a PAT that went right over the crossbar.
Yeah, talk about that. You explained to me the rule earlier.
So just for those of you who didn't know, in high school rules, the ball has to be completely inside of the field goal post, you know, the poles that go up the sides. If you see the ball, so if I'm the official and I'm at the bottom of it and I'm looking up, if you see part of the ball on the inside and part of the ball on the outside because it's wider than the pole, then it's no good. And so that's the explanation that we got. Now, I think that's kind of splitting hairs a little bit, but again, that was the explanation that we got. It wasn't clearly inside, but that one all started, you know, before we even got the kick. You know, we had a little bit of a low snap. Braden did a good job getting it up, and it just threw the timing off a little bit. But, you know, we had a situation earlier, and I wanted people to understand this. We tried to get them to jump off sides. We were at the 5-yard line, fourth and five. We were down at the five on that right hash. That's a really, really tough angle for a field goal kicker
to pull it back across.
So, you know, we knew we weren't going to call a timeout. Worst case scenario, we wanted the 5-yard penalty. Back us up five, so it give him a little bit more angle to make the kick, you know, because it's not as tight in there. So, you know, I didn't want to burn a timeout there. It kind of worked in our favor a little bit to get 5 yards back. And, of course, Walker made the kick, and we were good there. We did not want to kick it deep last night. I know people saw us kicking short last night on the kickoffs. We didn't want to kick deep to five. I mean, he had just run a 94-yard kickoff return last week. So we weren't going to give them an opportunity for momentum, you know, to be able to do those things. But two things really stood out to me last night, you know, for both sides of the ball. Had a great fourth down stop. Had a couple of fourth down stops defensively, but especially late. But offensively for us, I thought the big thing for us was after they scored, we answered the bell.
Yes.
And took it right back down the field and scored. I thought that was huge, you know, to be able to – they had the momentum, you know, and it's getting close now. You know, we're a tight game now. But to be able to come back and work the ball down the field and get the score right there, I thought our kids did a really good job answering that bell, you know. And then, of course, we had the punt, and, you know, they kind of muffed the punt there, and Matthew Bennett was down there right on the spot and got us, and we were able to finish it out.
I thought him getting the football way up and really high sort of set that up, didn't it?
It did, and it was a little bit shorter, so as he caught it, you know, he had to make a decision. Do I fair catch it? Do I run up in here? I'm sure he had been told not to let it bounce. Try to catch it if you can. And sometimes you got all that and people coming at you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a distraction, too, and that's a tough situation.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, we've got a couple minutes here to finish up again. JB's got a big win and came back and played hard in the second half. That was really important on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. We went into the game and had a couple of injuries and a couple of medical issues on one of our kids we didn't even know about until we got into Thursday right before the game. So we had to make some quick adjustments, had some different kids playing some different positions. Didn't play real well early. Quarterback's feeling sick. He's not doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thankfully he got a good long touchdown before he got to feeling bad, and then we had to go away from doing some stuff with him. But kids kept fighting, man, just kept fighting. We were down 19-7 in the fourth quarter and, you know, came back and won 22-19. Just a great effort and really not giving up. I mean, that was the big thing. Hunter Nelson kind of got us started, had a really big run right there. in that fourth quarter, kind of run over a couple of people and got the momentum going. And then we just rode the momentum. You know, once we got it, we just kind of rode it, and just a really nice finish for us there. Conference-wise last night, you know, you kind of look at the conference and how everything's shaking out right now. Obviously, you had Franklin beat East Henderson last night, so they're 1-0 in the conference. West had a big win at North Henderson. I thought that would be a good game. West is still showing that they can put a lot of points on the board. I think they're just as good defensively as they are offensively. You know, they're sitting there at 1-0. And then obviously our win last night, you know, was smoky and being 1-0. And Tuscola was idle last night. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction still. You know, still undefeated, undefeated at home. You know, there's still a lot of things that we're continuing to push for as far as goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll get back to work next week and let a few kids heal up on the open week and catch our breath a little bit.
Yeah, we'll be back here next Saturday morning to talk a little bit more about Franklin, you know, going into to the next week. Obviously, no game next week. We've got the bye next week. We will be here on Saturday morning next week with the Brett Chappell Show ahead of the Franklin game 1 week after that. Certainly invite everyone to join us then. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.